It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farad. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, horse dentistry. Yes, horse dentistry has come a long way over thousands of years. Gemma Tarlak from Discover Magazine joins us to talk about that story and more from the world of science. First, the international community got a surprise a few months ago over what was supposed to be an uneventful vote on breastfeeding. It all happened at a meeting of the World Health Assembly over a resolution supporting breastfeeding as the healthiest option for children. New reporting from the New York Times shows an American effort to water down the measure and hardline tactics to get other countries to drop the issue. Andrew Jacobs is a reporter with the Health and Science Desk for the New York Times. He broke the story over the weekend, and he joins us now. Andrew, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
We'll talk about what this resolution was trying to do.
It was pretty pro forma. It's essentially calling on countries around the world to promote breastfeeding and also to limit the marketing or sort of inappropriate marketing of infant formula and other products aimed at young children. And the U.S. initially was trying to block that resolution entirely, and then they used threats later on to sort of try to change it.
Yeah, talk about the pressure put on countries like Ecuador that were looking to sponsor this measure.
Ecuador was the initial sponsor for the resolution, and the U.S., according to diplomats I spoke to, threatened the country with trade sanctions and also withdrawal of some military aid, and they quickly folded. Other countries that were had plans to introduce it were also threatened and backed away. In the end, it was Russia, a country not necessarily known for promoting public health matters, stepped forward and introduced the resolution.
And this is all going on at the World Health Assembly in Geneva, Switzerland. Set the scene for us. What is this organization?
They are the decision-making body for the World Health Organization, and so they meet every 2 years, and it's normally a fairly placid kind of meeting where they agree on things that have been discussed prior to the meeting. And in fact, this resolution had been hammered out over four previous meetings in May, so everyone was a bit surprised when the U.S. Tried to quash it, and it led to a lot of sort of bureaucratic maneuvering. 2 days of meetings, the U.S. ended up introducing its own resolution, a competing resolution against the one Russia introduced, and that took two more days to sort of reconcile the two versions, and apparently unprecedented at this meeting.
What do we know about why the American delegation wanted to stop or limit this resolution on the health benefits of breastfeeding?
Well, what they claim publicly is that they felt this resolution stigmatizes women who can't breastfeed for medical reasons, or perhaps they're working mothers and they need to rely on infant formula. They were just trying to sort of help women who need to use breast milk substitutes and things like infant formula. Advocates say they were just simply doing the bidding of the infant formula industry. That seems to be what's going on.
And when you talk about the original resolution, talking about how these breast milk replacement formulas are marketed, these formula products should be banned in countries, but rather, as I understand it, they shouldn't be marketed as somehow being superior to breast milk. Is that right?
Exactly. There are a lot of hospitals, especially in the developing world, will give out samples of breast of infant formula, or they might encourage nurses might encourage women to use infant formula, and there's a sort of the marketing also tells a lot of women that this is superior to breast milk, that somehow it's Western, it's modern, it's better, and so they for many decades now there's been efforts to sort of downplay that and restrict the marketing, the inappropriate marketing of breast milk substitutes. So, yeah, that was what's going on.
And talk about the industry. I think it was in your piece you talked about there's a changing market for formula, less so in developed nations like the United States.
Yeah, in much of the developed world, U.S., Europe, sales in formula are flat. They have been flat for years. Most of the growth, about 4% a year, is in the developing world where you have newly emerging middle class, women going to work for the first time. And they see that as a potential growth market.
Talking to Andrew Jacobs, reporter with the Health and Science Desk for the New York Times, talking about an effort by the U.S. delegation at the World Health Assembly earlier this year to stop and then to water down a resolution on the health benefits of breastfeeding. Andrew, since your story came out, the president himself tweeted, and I'm quoting the tweet here, "The failing NY Times fake news story today about breastfeeding must be called out. The U.S. strongly supports breastfeeding, but we don't believe women should be denied access to formula. Many women need this option because of malnutrition and poverty." So that's the president's response to your reporting.
Well, that's it's interesting. First of all, no one's called for the banning of these products or even restricting the sales. It's all about the marketing and promotion of these products. Second of all, it's just sort of contradictory that if women are impoverished, I'm not sure how they're going to be able to afford expensive Swiss or U.S.-made infant formula. So I think that sort of missed the mark.
Have industry advocates, the companies who make these formula products that market them around the world, have they responded to this story since it came out?
Abbott, which is one of the biggest U.S. makers, did not want to comment. Nestle said that they were not behind these threats. And they said they do support efforts to encourage and protect breastfeeding.
We have these American efforts. So what ended up passing? What is in place now with the World Health Organization when it comes to their recommendations on how countries handle the health benefits of breastfeeding?
In the end, the U.S. effort was largely unsuccessful. The wording was sort of tinkered with to remove some of the language. Especially calling the WHO to sort of monitor and encourage some of these programs. In the end, they just inserted a few words here and there, which made a lot of people unhappy. But I think for the most part, the language, which has been in place for years now, sort of stands as is.
And as far as the science goes, it seems, I haven't studied it closely, it seems like this is pretty settled that when there's an option between breastfeeding and formula, breastfeeding is generally the healthier option, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's decades of studies now that show that it's far superior, both for the mother's health and the child's health, all kinds of immunological advantages and other kinds of preventing diseases in children, and also IQ. There's good research showing that children who are breastfed have higher IQs than children who are not breastfed, and there's research showing that if more people breastfed, there would be 800,000 fewer deaths a year among children. So it's pretty solid. There's very little disagreement in the research community on this.
As a health reporter, do you find yourself having to cover diplomatic squabbles like this, or is this kind of a rare case?
This is a rare case. This diplomats that I spoke to who were involved in this issue said they were really surprised. There has been tension for years, whether it's Democratic or Republican administrations, over these recommendations, because the U.S. feels in general that that some of these advocates are a bit radical in the way they're pushing this language. But what I was told is no one's ever resorted to threats. It's always sort of negotiated out beforehand, and there's, you know, a happy agreement in the end. It's really the first time anyone can remember there was a threat to a country to withdraw military aid and to impose trade sanctions.
We'll leave it there for now. Andrew, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Andrew Jacobs of the New York Times talking to us about U.S. opposition to a breastfeeding resolution before the World Health Assembly earlier this year. He broke that story in a piece that came out over the weekend.